Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio. 630 Chad.
What a save! Koskinen with the glove! Unbelievable!
McDavid, 500 points!
Now we've got a wild scrum with fights breaking out all over the place.
This is a little bit obscene in terms of what the Edmonton Oilers are doing on the power play.
This is Ryan Nugent-Hopkins from your Edmonton Oilers.
Evan Bouchard with a little snapshot from the right point!
I'm James Neal.
Down on this.
Jujar Kara from your Edmonton Oilers.
This is the battle of Alberta we've been waiting for 3 decades!
Glove save made by Smith.
This is Mike Smith.
Leon Draisaitl.
This is Connor McDavid from your Edmonton Oilers.
Unbelievable.
And this is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by Digitex. Office equipment solutions North America-wide.
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca.
Connor McDavid wins the game for Edmonton.
Now, Bob Stauffer on the official station of your Edmonton Oilers. 630 Chet.
A time where I'm on fire might have been your favorite Bruce Springsteen song, but given all that we've gone through here over the course of the last 14 months, that song certainly seems apropos. Bob Stauffer, Brendan Escott with you. This is Oilers Down. Coming off a enthralling Oilers 4-1 victory last night against the Montreal Canadiens, in which the world's best player took over in the third period. A highly competitive, spirited, at times nasty game. And the only thing that was missing last night, the fans. Because they would have been jacked. You would have been jacked being in the building. This is Oilers Now. It is brought to you by Digitex. Buy or lease your next office network printer from the Digitex.ca e-commerce store. Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office IT and supplies. We had a lot to get to on today's edition of Oilers Now. First half hour of the show, we'll get into the Oilers Now audio vault for our friends at Direct Workwear. We'll have an audio recap of last night's game. Hear from Dave Tippett and Connor McDavid and Ethan Bear, who's put together a good little stretch here. We will also have our top story, and it pertains to what's going down currently at Rogers Place and optional today. We'll get to that momentarily as well. You can reach us anytime on the River Cree Resort and Casino hotline at 780-496-0063. Enjoy a brand new outdoor dining experience. The patio at the River Cree, it's open from 11 to 11. And when the province returns to action, so too will the River Cree Resort and Casino. Excitement, bet on it. And you can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line at 780-496-0063. Find everything you'll need for your next flooring project at 143rd Street and 111th Avenue or at ashleyfinefloors.com. Edmonton Oilers coming off a victory last night against Montreal. It was physical early. Canadians came out banging. Jujhar Khaira took a tough one that was hard to watch, and he sort of, and those of you that maybe have been around sports know, in today's time, when a athlete leaves the ice twice like that in a span of 2 to 3 weeks, that often does not bode well. Different, certainly, generation, thankfully. And we take those sort of things seriously. But the Oilers responded to the physicality the Canadians brought. Montreal's got a big, heavy team, and Edmonton slonkered them right back as the game went on. Some of their smaller players, it actually started with Connor McDavid in the first period, getting in the grill of a couple of Canadians' players, and Darnell Nurse was engaged, but it was guys like Josh Archibald just pinballing off Canadians' forwards and running their defensemen when they got the chance, and Zach Cassian putting together second consecutive pretty good game. But you know what? Let's do this. Let's get to our Oilers Now audio vault for Direct Workwear, supporting local and Canadian manufacturers in Edmonton and online at directworkwear.com. The next voice you'll hear is a pumped-up Cam Moon.
The Oilers have had their struggles with the Montreal Canadiens this year, but no better time than the present to turn it around. It'll come across for Khaira, and he'll get hit by Romanov, but able to get it into the Montreal zone.
That one hurt Khaira, but he's going to, he's coming off a concussion.
Boy. Yeah, and they had to blow the whistle. Perry pulls it off the board, shoots, scores, put it to the net, looked like it went off a stall and in, and Montreal is up 1-0. Dano out to Tatar. He'll walk out. Great save made by Smith, and he holds on. Great chances for Edmonton. Puljujärvi behind the net to McDavid. He'll walk out. Pass. Bear. Scores! Ethan Bear! The one-timer from the slot! And this game's tied at one. Tatar comes over the line. Got steamrolled by Puljujärvi. Here's McDavid the other way. He'll split the D. He'll score! Connor McDavid, what a rush! And the Oilers are up 2-1.
There's one player in the world that can make that play. Serpentining through the Canadiens defense with an elite level finish.
Puck comes free, and it's McDavid. He's got Puljujärvi up the middle. He gives it to Puljujärvi. He's got a break. Puljujärvi, the shot, scores! Yes, a Puljujärvi! The trigger. Yamamoto right corner. He'll center it. Scores! Devin Shore gets the empty netter to make it 4-1 Edmonton.
And as a result, since January 29th, remember, the Edmonton Oilers started the season 3-6. Of course, they only had Mikko Koskinen in goal. Mike Smith was dealing with the injury. They got a victory against the Maple Leafs on January 30th, followed it up with an 8-5 victory over Ottawa, in which Stuart Skinner got the start. Since January 29th, the Edmonton Oilers' record is now 24-9-2. That is the third-best record in the NHL. It's over 35 games. Colorado, since January 29th, is 25-6-4. Vegas is 27-10-1. Those are really good teams. Everybody knows they're really good teams, but they're also playing in a division right now with teams like Los Angeles, San Jose, and Anaheim that are rebuilding. There's no question they're in a rebuild mode. Colorado, 25-6-4. Everybody out there would say they're a top 5 or 6 team in the NHL. Vegas, 27-10-1. Likewise, a top 5 or 6 team. The Oilers, the third best record in the league points percentage-wise since January 29th at 24-9-2. Carolina, a powerhouse in their division, 26-9-5, and the Islanders 25-9-4. And the Islanders playing in a division that includes Buffalo, New Jersey, and now Philadelphia, who have given up almost as many goals against as the Ottawa Senators. So, and you can sit there and say, well, come on, Stoff, the Oilers went 9-0 against Ottawa. So what? Seriously, so what? Calgary has lost 6 of 8 games this season against the Ottawa Senators. Ottawa's beaten a lot of other teams. Edmonton found a way to beat them, 24-9-2. It's been a good stretch, and I wouldn't say Edmonton's a top 5 or 6 team, but they're showing some signs here. I do think with some additions in the offseason, some cap space, some organic growth, they have a chance to have a really good team next year. Right now, they're a pretty good team. They're playing like a good team. And I think if you're watching it, you're probably pretty excited. Dave Tippett, Oilers head coach, said the Oilers adjusted well after the first period.
Second and third, we were a lot better. We just turned over some pucks and lost some one-on-one battles in the first. They gave them some chances, but like we talked about it, we got better as the game went on, and a lot of it was how hard we competed on pucks, competed on loose pucks, and you know, we did a pretty good job in front of our net, and it was a tight game, tight kind of playoff-style game that I liked the way we stayed with it and got the win.
There you go. Meanwhile, the Oilers got a little bit of rest, and it allowed them to play their big horses, Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl. They started the game together. Kara got knocked out of the game. McDavid spent some time double-shifted. Draisaitl had to do some PK work. And yes, the extra rest was indeed good for the players.
I think that they've really dug in. You know, that last week, you know, we had a couple of good practices and talked about where we are as a team, where we want to go. And I give the players a ton of credit. They've recognized that we want to play as well as we can down the stretch. And games are going to be hard. It's going to be hard to win. And if we expect to improve as a team, we're going to have to embrace that. And you know, there's going to be ups and downs here and there, and you know, sometimes ups and downs within a game, but. I love the way our guys stuck with it tonight. We were, you know, we weren't as good as we wanted to be early, and we got better as the game went on. In the third period, we, you know, we really had a lot of chances to get ourselves back in the game. So it was, you know, you like when your team plays that hard and has that will to win. It shows that there's improvement in the group, and you keep building on that.
All right, let's go to some comments from Connor McDavid, who is having a wonderful season. I mean, you're watching him on a nightly basis. If you're listening to this show, if you're engaged, you're watching the games. And it's got to be stated, this is his highest points per game average. In my mind, this is the best he's ever played this season. This is as good. Let's not forget, last year he didn't get the full offseason to train, and he has come back with vengeance this year. It's been spectacular, and he completely can take over a game, and he did that last night against the Montreal Canadiens. First thing McDavid said is you need hard work to beat Montreal.
I think it's just completely work-based against this team. They do a great job of clogging it up through the middle. They got big, big rangy D-men that break the puck out well. They're hard to forecheck. You know, so it's tough to kind of sustain stuff. It's just got to be work-based. We got to outwork them. You know, you look at the teams that have had some success against them, and, you know, that seems to be their recipe. So, and for whatever reason, they've played with a lead for a lot of the time. So trying to get these guys behind and play with the lead ourselves.
Now, one of the things that occurred during the course of last night's game, we already talked about it. The Edmonton Oilers matched Montreal Canadiens' physicality. Here's Connor McDavid.
I mean, they're a big, big team. You know, and they want to play that type of way. We're not afraid to play that type of way. If you want to play physical, we can play physical. You know, I thought Cass did a great job of setting the tone as well. You know, being physical, being a big man, and you know, doing what he does best.
Oilers move Josh Archibald up to play with Puljujarvi. By the way, Puljujarvi, another strong game. I mean, you know, helped set up the first goal in the three-way passing play to McDavid that ultimately ended up in the stick of Ethan Bear. Crushed Tomáš Tatar with a hit. Created a turnover at the blue line on the second goal. Finished the game off on the breakaway pass from McDavid. Looked like, again, for the second consecutive game, looked like a top. The Oilers, this guy's coming. I'm not saying he's going to ever score 35 or 40 goals in a season. But you prorate his numbers this year, and he's basically on pace for a 20-plus goal season. He's got size. He hasn't seen a lot of power play time until maybe recently. Even then, he doesn't start the power plays most games. He's got a chance. He's 22. Where's he going to be at 25? All that being said, the game turned 1-1 when Connor McDavid, individual brilliance on an end-to-end goal. Here's McDavid's thoughts.
I'm never really afraid to take on two defenders. Can get me into trouble sometimes, but you know, I think you know, it was a little bit of a loose puck there, maybe a bit of a turnover. Jesse did a great job back checking and kind of separating the guy from the puck, and it kind of popped free, and you know, I was able to get it in good stride, and you know, the D were kind of scrambling back, so I just tried to make a play.
And one guy that has really settled down and gotten back to the level that he was at for large stretches of last season that impressed everybody and made him a huge fan favorite is defenseman Ethan Bear. Of course, he too got concussed, took a puck off the saddle, ahead on the bench, needed some time to return from that. Now he's going. He's put together. I mean, the game in Winnipeg, he was terrific. Added the game last night. And Bear had this to say, and pushing himself to keep improving as a player.
I can tell I'm playing a lot better. But it's just, it starts in practice and in the gym. You know, I'm working hard, and I'm really trying to push myself to do that extra work that I would do last year. And then, once I do that extra work in practice and in the gym, when I'm on the ice, I just play. I don't have anything to worry about, and I think that's what's helped me the most.
All right, as we go from the Oilers Now audio vault for Direct Workwear to today's top story for Legacy Heating and Cooling, get your AC today with no payments and no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy, Legacy Heating and Cooling. The Edmonton Oilers are currently holding an optional practice at Rogers Place. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins is on the ice with the main group, courtesy of Cam Moon. Here are the other forwards: James Neal, Alex Chiasson, Kyler Yamamoto, Tyler Ennis, Kyle Turris, Patrick Russell, and Devin Shore. So McDavid and Draisaitl not on the ice. Nugent Hopkins is. We'll see whether or not he slots in for Jujhar Kerr. He's obviously going to miss some time after taking that hit. The defensemen on the ice: Chris Russell, Adam Larson, Evan Bouchard, William Lagesson, Ethan Bear, Caleb Jones, Tyson Berry, and Slater Cuckoo. So Darnell Nurse, what did he play yesterday? 25, 26 minutes. He's taken the option, which totally makes sense. And Koskinen and Stalock are the goaltenders that are out there as well. That's your top story for Legacy Heating and Cooling. Get your AC today with no payments and no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy heating and cooling. You can text us at any time. I'm going to jam a couple texts in here when we return on Oilers Now, and when we come back with NHL Today for our friends at Elite Promotional Marketing, company-branded apparel, products and awards, all created in-house. Shop local at ElitePromoMarketing.com. Back with NHL Today when we return on Oilers Now.
Hi, this is Mike Smith from your Edmonton Oilers, and you're listening to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on 630 CHED.
I know all of you listening right now, on October 10th, in the morning, the Oilers signed. It was a Saturday. Edmonton signed Tyson Berry. It was the second day of free agency. They had signed Tyson Berry in the morning, one-year deal, $3.7 million. And that was a low-risk play, and a lot of people were excited, including myself. And Berry has delivered 37 points in 44 games this year after having 39 and 70 with the Leafs last season. Early in the afternoon, around 1:15, 1:30, and I know this because I was driving to meet a buddy of mine, Mitch, and for lunch that day, and the Oilers announced that Mike Smith was coming back on a one-year deal with bonuses at starting at 1.5. And there was a lot of exasperation from the Oilers' passionate fan base. He is now 16-4-2, a 2.30 goals against average, and a .923 save percentage. I saw a tweet today from Money Puck that had goals saved above expected goals against, and Smith was like sixth or seventh best in the entire National Hockey League. It's been it just shows you. Sometimes you just don't know. You don't know what's going to happen. You can think you've got it figured out. You don't know. I don't know how many of you saw that coming from Smith, but he has been a huge part of why Edmonton has exceeded expectations here, certainly over the last 35 games. Brendan is back at the 630 Chet Studios. Brendan, you remember the Oilers started the year 3-6. And they're about to play the Maple Leafs. And we had a guy call in saying Connor McDavid should demand a trade from Edmonton and should force a deal out of the... And we're like, it's nine games into the season. And he got... That texter got pounded by a lot of other people saying, relax, we're nine games into the year. Realistically, did you think that the Oilers would end up in a situation where they'd be going, you know, over the course of the next 35 or so games, you know, 24-9-2 in their next 35 hockey games after the 3-6 start? Did you think that was at all possible?
I mean, not necessarily, because I didn't think they'd get this kind of goaltending out of Mike Smith upon his return. And remember, we didn't know at that point what that was going to entail. What we do know is a certainty and a constant year in and year out on this team is the production of your top two players. And I just can't fathom imagining why either one of them would want out of the situation that they've worked so hard to build themselves up into.
Well, I can tell you right now, they have agents reaching out, doing the sort of recon that is requisite to place players, sitting there. So, what are you guys going to do with that cap space? That hasn't always happened in the past. And you know what? It doesn't mean you're going to get everybody. There still might be, you know, the occasional American player or maybe a Russian player that doesn't target Edmonton as a potential spot because they might be more comfortable playing in other environments. Brian Lawton hit on that last week. Conversely, there might be certain Western Hockey League player or Western Canadian players that maybe look at it and say, well, you know, I could have a chance to play with, you know, two of the best players in the world. And they've got a support group coming of young defensemen as well. They're going to grind their way up and a couple decent prospect forwards. It's interesting times, to say the least. Let's go to NHL today for our friends at Elite Promotional Marketing. Here's Brendan Escott.
Eight games around the league are a go tonight, including Vancouver at home to Toronto from the North Division. The real news today come from Hockey Canada. Roberto Luongo, the general manager for the upcoming World Hockey Championship. So he will oversee staff and player selection for the May 21st to June 2nd, June 6th tournament in Riga, Latvia. Shane Doan, Scott Salmond also named to the management team there. The WHL officially announced the cancellation of the 2021 playoffs yesterday, leaving just the remainder of the regular season for the major junior players to showcase themselves. This while the Ontario Hockey League basically announced it won't hold any competition of any kind amid soaring COVID case numbers in their province. So that leaves the 14-1-0-1 Edmonton Oil Kings with just eight regular season games left. It sounds like perhaps another schedule change on knocking on the door here, so I won't even tee up what they have next, but Medicine Hat would be the last team that they are currently scheduled to play as it stands right now. Bakersfield kicking off two midweek road games against the division-leading Henderson Silver Knights tonight in Nevada. They'll run it back on Thursday as well, Bob.
Yeah, awesome work. All right, 12:29 in Edmonton, off to a Global News weather traffic update with Eileen Bell, and when we come back for the Horses and Horse Racing Alberta, the man who predicted that Edmonton would go 24-9-2 over a 35-game run, Mark Spector. This is Oilers Now.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.